Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Welcome to another edition of Sound of Spurs podcast. I'm the longtime radio voice of the Spurs, Bill Schoening, and we've got a very, very special guest today. The show, by the way, presented by SWBC. Boris Diaw spent 4 years with the Spurs, an important part of the championship team in 14, and we will get to that certainly. But Boris, always good to have you and see you. You're a sight for sore eyes because you were such a regular around here with that big smile and your espresso machine in the locker room. And you're going to get to hear the cheers this evening as we bring you back to honor you. So that's going to be a special moment for you.
Yeah, thank you. It's always, always, always great to be back, to come back to San Antonio. And the fans always been so supportive and all the years that I've been there. So, you know, I enjoyed every minute that I was here, and so happy to be back and see the fans again.
You know, the Spurs obviously were one of the teams that started to really embrace international players, and you got to be a big part of that, and not only you, but your teammates as well. Did you feel a special welcome with the crowd here as far as the international players are concerned?
Yes, I mean, it was a melting pot, you know, of players, and we used to call each other the United Nation. Like, we were coming from all sorts of different continents and countries, and it's always been great, and the fans always supported that and actually, you know, took pride into it.
Mm-hmm. And the Foreign Legion was another nickname that you guys had, and of course, the bench was very effective. Let's start at the beginning. Born in northern France, your mother, one of the great basketball players of all time, a Hall of Famer in France, and your father was a track athlete in Senegal, correct?
Yeah, correct. So, my mom and my dad met through sport, actually. They went to the same sports school in Paris. That's how I came to be. And so, you know, followed the footstep of my mom. I could have gone track and field, but I followed my mom's footstep and really got the passion of basketball right away.
You were born in a smaller town, right? In northern France, but did you?
No, I was born in Paris, okay. Right next to outside of Paris, but I left when I was 9 months old and went to the southwest, actually. Okay. And so I grew up all my life in the southwest of France.
What was it like as far as being a basketball player or knowing that that was going to be your future? When did you know that basketball was going to be a part of your future? And was there any basketball available to you where you were?
Well, I had no idea it was going to be my future as my work. I know it was my passion. I know I love to play. But I thought I would play as an amateur, you know, basically my whole life. And I had no idea until I actually turned 16, 17, and it became possible for me to actually become pro in France. And so it was really like step by step. It was, you know, not a set goal for me. I was just enjoying, having fun, playing basketball. And then all of a sudden, some professional teams got interest.
When did you first cross paths with Tony Parker?
In Paris, when we were 16, that's when we met and we played together with Tony. And it was, a great experience. Those years in our life were a lot of fun.
Did you guys stay close or did you kind of separate and then come back together when you were teammates? Because I know that, you were best man at Tony's wedding. You guys are extremely close, but did you stay close all that time?
Yeah, we stayed close the whole time. I mean, from starting in Paris, we were in the same classroom. So we would see each other all day, basically, because get up, go to school, sit next to each other in school. And then from school, we had two practice a day. We would go to practice together, and then have lunch together, have dinner together. So we would stay together the whole time. And so we stay friends.
Were you both involved in the French national team at that time?
We were involved in the youth national team. So yeah, we were playing in the youth national team and we won a championship under 18, the European championship. But that's the first thing we won together. And I think he really cemented this bond.
So even at a young age, Boris, you were traveling quite a bit, I would think. So did that give you this kind of a worldly experience at a young age?
Yes, at a young age, we would go from places to places. Didn't have much time to actually visit, but we would go to different countries that people didn't even go for vacation. We played in Slovakia. We played in Georgia. We played in Spain and Greece and so many places as a young guys. It was just great for us to experience that.
And you had some very good young French players coming up at that time, including you and Tony. Did you realize it would be kind of a renaissance of French basketball with the guys that were coming up behind you as well?
I mean, it was all Europe kind of phenomenon. And it started with Tony being drafted at the same time as Kirilenko, at the same time as Paul Gasol. And all three of them, after a couple weeks being in the NBA, were playing a major role for their team, starting and actually being one of the main players of their own team. And that created a pathway for all the Europeans that came after that. And so for me as well.
So you finally come to the States, so you get drafted by Atlanta and you spend a couple of years with the Hawks. And then you were with the Charlotte Bobcats for a while, right?
Went Phoenix first.
Oh, the Phoenix Suns, of course. Then you were with the Phoenix Suns and a great run with them, playing with Amari Stoudemire and Steve Nash. And you came very close, but you kept running into that silver and black team, right? The Spurs.
Yeah, it was already. So, yeah, after playing a couple of years in Atlanta, played in Phoenix, had some great time, great season, and going in the playoffs. And yeah, we did get eliminated by the Spurs a couple of times.
What are your memories of those series as you guys were going back and forth? Because there were some, and now, of course, I was on the other side at the time, Boris, but there were some memorable, great series that really went down to the wire, a lot of those games.
Yeah, I remember that it was a battle, and game after game, it was a clash of two different styles as well. You know, we're a very offensive team, and the Spurs were a very defensive team, and so that's why it was so impressive to watch.
Okay, you leave Charlotte, and tell us how that whole thing happened when you go from the Bobcats to the Spurs. And was Tony Parker involved in any of that?
So basically, the last couple of years at the Bobcats, it wasn't going so well. And yeah, just got a fallout with the coach. And so I wanted to go somewhere else. And so we did a buyout with the Bobcats, and then I could choose a team to finish the season. So it was well in March already of the season, and I had to choose between different teams. And at the time, Boston Celtics was pretty interested going into the playoff. They just wanted to get somebody else, and then San Antonio Spurs as well. But obviously, I knew Tony, and I had a little insight of the way it was working here, and the mentality and the philosophy of the team and of Pop, and so. It was an easy choice for me that coming here, I knew what I was coming into.
Charlotte was a team that was struggling at the time compared to what the Spurs were doing at the time, because the Spurs were in the middle of this unbelievable run. What were your thoughts on trying to fit in with this team that was already established?
Well, it was so easy to fit in because of all the players. And like I say, the philosophy was very similar to, what I wanted to do anyway. And so being able to just be a team player, looking for your teammates, be unselfish. And so it was easy for me to actually fit in with that team and that philosophy.
You know, we hear the term the beautiful game, and that was, of course, made famous in the 14 finals. But when you think of the beautiful game, what do you think of?
I think about the team play, and the unselfishness and players looking for each other. And so to me, that's what it is. And looking at that video that was made and Magic Johnson talking about it, it's even, one of my hero growing up as well, was just great to see that. I watched that video sometime and just talking about how we move the ball and how we pass the ball to each other, how we trust each other as well. And that's what the beautiful game was.
There's one beautiful play where you have a wraparound pass to Tiago in the finals against Miami.
Yao, again, height advantage on Wade. Here comes the double team behind the back pass to Splitter. Oh, what a beautiful look from Boris Diaw.
I'm still speechless at this pass.
And I mean, you guys shot, what, well over 50%, I think 54% in that entire series. But that was one of those signature plays and showed the team play. And you talk about getting everybody involved. And Tiago became a very good friend of yours. Of course, you guys had that coffee club together. That must be special moments when you look back at it and the relationship you had with each of your teammates, but especially that little core group that you guys had.
Yes, for sure. And, you know, the camaraderie plays a big role in the teams that actually, you know, win, go far in the playoffs and win championships. And so the camaraderie in this team was unbelievable. You know, everybody liked each other. You know, all those team dinners that we do, it was always was a great fun. And yeah, we would, you know, be great friends outside the court, and that would translate on the court when we would easily find each other.
Boris, I'm going to ask you a couple of, player questions and just your thoughts when I say that player's name, because we're doing this as a podcast, but we're also doing it as part of the docuseries, the 50th anniversary of the Spurs, Tim Duncan.
Well, Tim, you know, before I came here anyway, it was, you know, same, one of the players that I looked up to. I wouldn't say growing up because then he's going to feel old. But as a teenager, before I got to the NBA, definitely was a player that I admired before coming here. And that I admire even more after I came and played with him, just seeing the professionalism, what he brings, the aura that he has on the team, and making, you know, this team follow the lead. You know, the leadership that he would have was something very special.
Manu Ginobili.
Manu is the fire, you know, the fire from Argentina, and never know what you're gonna get with him. You never know what kind of play he's gonna do. But you know it's going to be sparkly. You know it's going to be pretty explosive, whatever you do.
Did he have a reputation long before you met him and he came to the NBA? I mean, did you know about him in Europe?
Yeah, of course. Same. I watched him play when he was playing in Italy. It was one of the best team that I ever played in Italy as well, you know, winning the European, the EuroLeague over there. So yeah, I already knew and was watching Manu playing in Europe before he got to the NBA. But yeah, you know, you never know if the game is going to translate from Europe, but for him, it translates perfectly.
Tony Parker obviously is a good friend of yours, and there's a good chance that he's going to go into the Hall of Fame this year. I know that'll be a proud moment for you. Greg Popovich may join him as well. First of all, your thoughts on Tony, his accomplishments in basketball, how far he came from when you guys were teenagers, and then maybe a few thoughts about Pop as well.
Well, Tony, what's amazing is you never could tell how far he would go. You know, he was always go one step more and one step higher year after year. And so, you know, since he was 16, we're like, okay, he's got high potential. He's going to get better. And then every year you kind of, you know, you surprise people by getting even better and better and better and learning, new things, and the maturity that he acquired over the years. He just, you know, developing that Hall of Fame player that we have today.
And Greg Popovich, playing for him for a few years?
Playing for Pop was definitely, you know, a great experience, you know, in my life, you know, probably the best coach. I haven't seen all the coaches from all the different eras, so it's hard to tell, but definitely from, you know, this era, the best coach that's out there. You know, the results that he had speaks for himself, but also being able to be with him and interact with him on a daily basis, you know, you can tell that's the kind of coach that you want to play for.
Meet Self. We're the app that helps you build credit and build savings so you can build the life you've been dreaming about. With Self, you can build positive payment history, build your credit score, and get your savings back in the end, minus interest and fees. No credit score necessary to get started. Build stability, build swagger, build your financial freedom. You've got goals. We've got your back while you build your future. Build credit, build savings, build dreams. Download the Self app today. Credit builder accounts made by Lead Bank, South State, and Sunrise Banks N.A. Members FDIC and Equal Housing Lenders. Results vary. Details at Self Inc.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Boris, you played for that championship team in 14, but that championship team went through a huge disappointment the year before. And I hate to bring up 2013, but I don't know if 2014 happens without the disappointment of 2013. What do you remember most about the disappointment of Game 6 and Game 7 and how that might have really kind of forged you guys to go forward for the next year?
Definitely. You know, the 2014 championship was built on the deception from the final in 2013. Because it was still like a great series, you know, and we felt that we played good during those series, and the last second of the game six and the last shot at the last second just hurted us a lot.
James catches, puts up a three, won't go, rebound Box, back out to Allen, his three-pointer, bang! Tie game with 5 seconds remaining!
And We had that in mind basically the whole season following, from the first day of training camp, watching the tape and watching the moments of this game. And not just that play, but all the plays before that we could have avoided, made us, look at, the details. And, you know, all the games are played in the details. And we were so much more focused the year after that because of it. We were, you know, playing into every detail and that's how we could, you know, play close to perfect.
Guys were saying privately they were hoping that Miami would come out of the East. Were you hoping for that revenge, for that redemption?
I didn't think about it that way, but yeah, I didn't mind for sure. And it was, you know, good to get redemption, good to play against them again. But if it would have been somebody else, would have been the same.
Boris, this is the 50th anniversary of this franchise. So you got a chance to play against the Spurs as a member of the Phoenix Suns, the Atlanta Hawks, the Charlotte Bobcats, and then you got to play with the Spurs. Oh, you played 1 year in Utah, too, that we didn't mention. When you think about the history of the legacy of the Spurs in the NBA, what are your thoughts about that?
I mean, that's what it is, a legacy. You know, the thing that was built over the years, starting with David Robinson and Tim Duncan back when Pop started coaching, you know, and basically, I mean, that's the legacy that I know. And that's what I remember, definitely, as a player is when, you know, Pop started coaching that team. And then everything that followed, this guy being, you know, staying so long, so many years together, the big three and being able to, get so many championship. It's a dynasty, you know, of an amazing group of player, amazing organization as well, because to keep these guys together and to bring the right pieces as well to win the championship. And it has been so many over the years, you know, guys like Bruce Bowen, guys like Danny Green, all these guys that were able to come in and be a part of this dynasty. Also, you know, a big applause to the organization and to the front office and R.C. Buford and what he built all these years as well.
Thanks very much for that. Before we let you go, I wanted to ask you about what you're doing these days. You're staying close to the game, aren't you?
I'm staying a little close to the game. I'm doing part-time job.
Are you the president of the Metropolitans?
No, not anymore.
Not anymore? You gave that up?
No, I'm the GM of the French national team.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm getting ready for the Olympics and the World Cups and all this for the French national team. So I'm staying in basketball. I'm still in contact with all the French players playing in the NBA. To get him ready for the summer.
Yeah, there's some good young French players coming up, we understand.
There is a few, you know, this draft is going to be interesting. So, yeah, hopefully it's going to be, you know, the next generation is going to be great.
Boris, it's so great to see you. So many fond memories of covering you through the years. Really appreciate the time today, and I hope that you enjoy tonight as they honor you, and it'll be well-deserved for sure.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you. That is Boris Diaw, member of the 2014 Spurs Championship team. This has been the Sound of Spurs podcast presented by SWBC. I'm Bill Schoening. Until next time, so long, everybody.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.